Chancellor Brian Levin-Stankevich called it a seismic shift during an annual meeting with faculty and staff. He said the university now relies on tuition for $7 out of $10 in its annual budget. David Gessner, UW-Eau Claire's Assistant Chancellor for Finance and Budget, says heavier reliance on student tuition comes at a cost.
The risk is greater to some extent if there are enrollment fluctuations. It becomes more business-like. If the number of customers coming through your door goes down and your sales diminish, something's got to give.
Gessner says that's pushing admissions personnel to be more aggressive in attracting new students, but also to improve retention and graduation rates. Governor Walker's annual budget cuts funding to the UW system by $250 million over the 2011-2013 cycle. UW system spokesman David Giroux says they're used to dealing with state cuts, but there's only so far they can go.
Can we keep doing it into the future forever, no matter how much you're willing to cut the university? No. When will that last straw break the camel's back? We don't quite know that yet.
Giroux says the cuts in aid are forcing decisions across the UW system that could lead to fewer class options, larger class sizes, and more professors looking for better offers in other states. He feels there are bright spots in the biennial budget, though, like more flexibility for universities to manage their own budgets. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.